Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. This is Johnny Tan, author of From My Mama's Kitchen, Food for the Soul, Recipes for Living. Welcome to my weekly From My Mama's Kitchen Talk radio show. My guest for this morning is Neil Pasricha. He is the number one international best-selling author of The Book of Awesome and an award-winning multi-million hit web blogger of 1000awesomethings.com. Neil and I will be discussing about his latest book titled The Book of Even More Awesome. Good morning, Neil. Welcome to From My Mama's Kitchen Talk Radio. How are you doing this morning?
I am doing awesomely. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
I am very excited. Thank you for being with us from Canada. I've read your book, Great Stories of Moments, What We All Seem to Take for Granted. Very, very interesting perspective. You give us a completely new look at things that we live through every day and not appreciating things. Very exciting. Very, very exciting. Please let us start out by getting to know you a little bit better. Please walk us through your life from childhood to the present moment.
Sure. Okay. Well, I'm flattered for all your kind words. I really appreciate it. The Book of Awesome and The Book of Even More Awesome are the latest, you know, news in my life. But like you said, you know, we all have a past. We all have a history. And for me, mine started about 31 years ago. My mom and my dad first came to Canada as immigrants. My dad came from a small village outside of New Delhi, India, and my mom came from Nairobi, Kenya. And they settled in here in the late 1960s, early 70s, and settled into really a whole new life. I mean, when they got here, everything was new to them. They saw their first dentist. They ate their first hamburger. And they had their first kids. My sister and I were born here. And, you know, we grew up taking for granted all the things that my parents couldn't take for granted when they grew up. Mm-hmm. You know, we had power always on in our homes and schools across the street and hospitals down the road. And my parents would always remind us that we were very lucky to have these things and we shouldn't, you know, just assume that everybody did.
Mm-hmm.
I had a really quiet sort of safe upbringing surrounded by family and good friends. Eventually I went to high school. I graduated. I moved out of the house. I found a girl. I settled down, and I know it sounds like a bad sitcom or a Cat Stevens song, but, you know, life was pretty good for me. Life was actually really good. 2006 was a great year for me. I actually got married under clear blue skies in the wine region of Canada, surrounded by 150 family and friends. It was a great night, and it was a great year. 2007 was a great year. I actually graduated school, and I went on a 9,000-mile road trip around Canada and the U.S. for a month. We drove around the East Coast and the South and the West Coast, and my friend Chris and I had a really good time together. And then 2008 and 2009, honestly, were actually quite a bit tougher for me. You know, I know that they were tough for a lot of people, not just me, because, you know, whether it was ice caps melting or wars going on around the world or, you know, the U.S. election or just the amount of news that was dedicated to heavy stuff, it made life kind of sour. And so on top of all that, I had personal problems, which was that my wife and I weren't doing well, and the relationship, which was a couple years old, started to hit some bumpy patches, and it culminated in her deciding that she didn't want to be married anymore, which is very, very sad. And at the same time that happened, my best friend Chris, who I went on that road trip with, he was suffering from a major depression, and very, very sadly, he didn't make it. He actually ended up very unfortunately taking his own life. And as these dark clouds were circling me, I sort of said, I need a way to focus on the positive somehow. And so I started up a tiny website called 1000awesomethings.com as a way to remind myself of these three simple little joys in life, like wearing warm underwear out of the dryer or getting called up to the dinner buffet first at a wedding or popping bubble wrap. And I started coming home every night and going onto my website, 1000awesomethings.com, and writing one awesome thing every single day. So here we are a couple years later, and, you know, the website grew from nobody ever visiting it except for my mom to my parents to 100 people a day to 1,000 people a day to 10,000 people a day to 50,000 people a day. I ended up winning, if you can believe it, best blog in the world 2 years in a row at the Webby Awards. And I had 10 agents approach me about turning this into a book. Mm-hmm. The Book of Awesome has now been number one on international bestseller list for, I think, 60-plus weeks in a row.
Mm-hmm.
And the Book of Even More Awesome has been out for 10 weeks, and it's number four on the bestseller list now.
Congratulations.
So that's my life story in a nutshell.
You experienced an epiphany sometime back that sort of switches you to a different path in life. It's just completely awesome. How was your thought process before that? What were your goals? You know, you made a paradigm shift.
Well, I mean, I don't know if I would say that suddenly one day I was completely down and depressed, and the other day I was, you know, Mr. Awesome writing the Book of Awesome. I don't know if it was that much of a 180.
Yeah.
I will say that I had a lot of help. I mean, when mm-hmm. I was going through these mm-hmm. tough times, I had friends.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people don't have friends. I had friends that were supporting me. I had family that was supporting me. I live in a society where we have support options. You know, if you need to talk to somebody or you need to, mm-hmm. you know, meet with a counselor, we have those. And I was growing from the benefit of time. And it was in that process that I said, you know what, I've always been someone who likes these simple little pleasures. We all are. You know, everybody mm-hmm. loves snow days. Mm-hmm. Everybody loves bakery air.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody loves hitting a string of green lights. I'm just mm-hmm. going to write them down.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
for me, I never thought of it as anything revolutionary. 1000awesomethings.com and the Book of Awesome didn't come from a different place. They kind of came from just a feeling that I wanted to write them down.
Very interesting. Well, let's talk about what was the three most recent awesome things you experienced within this last month.
Oh, my gosh. There is awesome everywhere. I would say that today's blog post on 1000awesomethings.com is number 203. And you have to remember, I started at number 1,000, so I count
right.
down the numbers, not up.
Right.
Today's 203, but everything you're cooking gets done at the same time. Earlier this week, I had when someone returns your wallet, I also had vacuuming up a spider web. You know how it's like, it's the best feeling. You're vacuuming, and like in the corner, there's this cob of, you're like, you know what? This is my best way. I don't want to touch that thing. I don't want to get a paper towel. I'm just going to vacuum it up, and like, sorry for the spider, but unfortunately, it cleans up your corners pretty quick.
In reading your book, when I read about letting go of the gas pump perfectly so that you end up with a round number, I mean, it's almost a challenge now, because being that gas is so expensive, so rather than me going to fill up the tank every time, I'm giving myself a budget of no more than $20 a week or per filled up, and you're trying to shoot for that, you know?
Absolutely. I know. You kind of feel like the pump ninja when you pull it off. I mean, it's so frustrating to go to $20.04, and the guy's
right.
like, can you have 4 pennies, you know? And,
uh-huh.
and so it's so satisfying when the exact opposite happens. And like you said, with gas prices these days, it happens a little sooner than it used to, but it makes you feel pretty good.
Right, right. How are you spreading the word of awesomeness? I know you have an awesome blog, as well as, of course, your books are doing very well. Are you doing any tours? Are you speaking about getting people to be in the mindset of the present moment and appreciating all the little things that they are enjoying at the present moment?
Yeah, I do two things, I think. Well, I think one is that I try very, very, very hard to maintain my life as it is.
Mm-hmm.
I still work the same office job in the suburbs of Toronto. I still live in the same cramped apartment downtown. And I still drive a Mazda 3 hatchback on my way to work and back. And preserving as much in common with my life, visiting my parents on the weekends, having a good time downtown Toronto, that allows me to constantly maintain my love and my enjoyment of simple pleasures.
Mm-hmm.
When I hang out with a friend, I have the first nacho and a pile of nachos. So on one hand, it's about keeping your life the same and appreciating simple things. Secondly, though, I am spreading the word of awesome. So I've been very, very flattered and lucky that I think we get about 15, 20 people a week in companies and schools asking me to come speak to them, and
mm-hmm.
It's hard with the scheduling, but I probably every 2 or 3 weeks go and speak to a company. I mean, just recently I spoke to an auditorium, I should say an arena full
mm-hmm.
of, I think, almost 10,000 people at a big company gathering.
Right.
I've spoken at General Electric, and you know, they had the Dean of Harvard before me, and they had the CEO of the company after me. And in the middle, I got to talk to them about, hey, my story and my views on how to be awesome and what I think it means. I mean, we are so lucky to be alive. How do we value the simple pleasures every day? And I try to share the message of the Book of Awesome with as many people as I can while trying to maintain a regular life, too.
At what point are you thinking about possibly just doing that full time, being that you're making a positive impact in people's life, obviously, throughout the world? Is this something that you have always dreamt about as a child, you know, hey, I'm going to make a positive difference in someone's life? Or is this something like, wow, you have this certain change, not necessarily that you were depressed before, but as we go through life, life is a journey, and then you found something special to do, and it was a calling, so to speak.
Yeah, and it's so funny because a lot of people, they sort of email me and they say, hey, when are you going to quit your job? You know, it's, you got to quit your work and do Austin full time. And I say to them, you know what, retirement in my mind is a really bizarre concept. It's new. You know, it's only about 100 years old, this idea of retiring. And it's only in the Western world that we consider it a goal. For me, I think work gives us three things. And I call them the three S's of work. And those three things are social, structure, and stimulation. So when I go to work every day, I get a great big social rush of seeing friends and people I know and care about, guys I have lunch with, the secretary that gives me dating advice. And I get a lot of structure. You know, we all have 168 hours in our week. I have 168. You have 168. If I can spend about 40, 42 of them working, well, that still gives me three quarters of my week for free. So work gives me that idea that I get up in the morning, I put a shirt on, you know, and I'm productive during the day. And I think that structure allows me to be a little bit more playful in my free time. It's the reason why 1,000 Awesome Things has no ads in it. You know, I don't see the need to try to make money off my website because I have a job. And I think that makes my website better in a way. And the last one is S, stimulation. So it's, again, social structure and stimulation. And with stimulation, I think work gives us so much stimulation. You're being stimulated by interviewing me, and I'm being stimulated by being interviewed. When I go to work, I do a productive job for my boss, and it's very stimulating and it feels very good to hand in something you're proud of. So I don't want to rush to try to give those things up.
Very interesting. What kind of feedback have you received? Because you've spoken to a lot of people, and obviously people are visiting your website and given feedback. So what sort of feedback have you got?
Well, I am so lucky because 1000awesomethings.com and the Book of Awesome probably get me about 50 or 100 people a day contacting me through letters and emails, and, you know, they send me messages on Twitter and things like that. But, you know, a lot of them, for the most part, are regular folks just like you and me saying, hey, thanks for focusing on the positive. You know, the internet's full of cynicism and it's full of negative. How do I say thanks to somebody who's doing the opposite? And then between all of that, there's really more serious letters. I mean, I get preachers saying that they read from the Book of Awesome in sermons, and teachers saying that they use the Book of Even More Awesome in their classroom and design homework assignments around it. And then I get those people that are in dark places and tough times, and they're, you know, struggling with something, an illness, a disease, or some major issue in their life, a divorce. And they say, thanks for reminding me that we all have positive things to be happy about. It doesn't matter if I can't afford the vacation. It doesn't matter if I can't leave my house. I still enjoy little pleasures. There's so many little pleasures. And thanks for reminding me about them. And that's what they mean, is remind me. I'm not telling them. I'm just reminding them. We all know these things are awesome because we all used to be a kid. And we all used to love, you know, the carbonated bubbles of a Coke hitting your tongue. It's just about reminding yourself of those things.
Right. Very interesting. Why should people take time to read your blog and your books?
Well, I certainly would never ask anyone to do that. the internet is a big place, and people are very busy, and I'm so flattered and thankful whenever someone says, I'm going to spend my time reading a list of awesome things about the cold side of the pillow and you know, someone tossing a warm blanket on me when I'm falling asleep on the couch. I mean, finding the remote control after looking for it forever. When someone says to me, I've decided to give you my time, I'm flattered. But I would never tell anyone to do that. I won't be offended if you don't read it.
I've gone to your blog, and of course I've read your book, the most recent book that you have. What I find is that it gives me a sense of a moment to sort of step back and say, you know, with all the things that I'm going through today, let me find something that I can be thankful about. it helps me to be mindful, to be honest with you. And that really is very, very important, because it sort of draws us back in and say, you know, what is this all about? Because we always tend to think about yesterday and, of course, tomorrow, obviously, but we never actually spend time present moment and appreciating all the simple, basic things that we are exposed to.
Exactly. And, you know, I think that's what it's really all about. It's just a reminder that your life, your short, fragile, delicate life, your little mini instant of existing on this planet is so stuffed to the brim with thousands of awesome things every single place you look. And all you have to do is look around you and say, oh, I love the taste of this kind of food. I love the feel of this kind of material. I love it when strangers say this to me. I love making a joke in public. I'm so full. My life is so happy. Maybe you like getting up early and walking around when nobody else is awake. You know, whatever it is for you, you have little pleasures. And you know what? When you focus on them, you can be very happy very easily, and you can live a very rich and fulfilling life. And when you do that, you end up drawing other people to you, because you become a more captivating person, and people love being around happy people.
What's interesting also, you're focusing on things not only on yourself in your book as well as others. On yourself, for example, I mean, these are the things that we all take for granted. Like, say, when we start out in the morning or at any time, hit the road, and all of a sudden we find a cop car following us in the back. And you talk about that, when a cop finally passes you up after driving behind you for a while. You know?
I know. Because when the cop is behind you, it is the most nervous thing ever. You're like, should I speed up? Should I slow down? Does he want me to get out of his way? Is he about to turn his flashers on? You know, it's just such a nice feeling when he finally, like, pulls out and goes around you and he just disappears. You're like, phew.
And then you're focusing on what I look at it as being focusing on someone else, because if you are not feeling well, or, you know, whatever that may be, you may not be even thinking about anything. And you talk about seeing old people holding hands, that sense of love, the sense of connection that people have, that we all have the ability to have. And you talk about hugs and so forth. And that's quite interesting. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Well, I think that's really the idea, you know, is that when you wake up in the morning, you have a choice every single day. You can choose to be in a good mood, or you can choose to be in a bad mood. You get to choose your attitude. You get to choose your own attitude. I'm not going to tell you what your attitude is. Someone else is. You're a strong person. You're an independent person. Be yourself. Be cool with that. And when you choose the attitude of being positive, and if seeing people hold hands is great, when the cashier opens up a new lane at the grocery store, that's great. When I get to smell the first coffee in the morning, that's great. I mean, when you see these things, you end up just being so happy. It's just such a rich way to live. And I frankly think that the Book of Awesome just echoes that sentiment by reminding people, instead of telling them, that you can be happy very easily.
Have you got some success stories from people written to you about how you impacted their life? Someone truly share with you what they've gone through and experiencing what you went through, or reading your book or reading your blog, that totally helped them to do a 180.
Yeah, I've had people write me messages that are heart-wrenching. You know, one guy wrote me an email saying, I have two windows open in my browser right now, your website and a website on how to take my own life.
Wow.
And every time I think about taking my own life, I read your website and it reminds me there's something good. And then the next day I open the Take Your Own Life website, and then I decide to read yours. And so you are helping me stay alive, and you're saving my life. And if you go to the YouTube video of me giving a speech or my website, you know, there's all these comments of people saying, I don't think you'll ever know that you changed my life. And, you know, people write me anonymous letters. They start new email accounts and say, you know, I was a really troubled kid. I'm in my first year of university. It's a very stressful time. And, like, I just want to tell you that I feel like I'm in this little family of people that appreciate the awesome things. And thank you so much for reminding me of these good things.
Did you expect all this when you first started the Book of Awesome?
Absolutely not. When I started writing 1,000 Awesome Things, the only person that read the website was my mom, and she forwarded it to my dad, and the traffic doubled, and I got really excited when 12 people read it, never mind 100, or the fact today 1000awesomethings.com I think has like somewhere over 35 million hits. Someone told me it's the largest blog in the country, and I didn't know that, but I'm so appreciative. And really, I'm just so thankful that other people like Awesome Things just as much as I do. It reminds me that we're all the same, you know, at the end of the day.
Right.
And I wrote one entry, like, when you're vacuuming and you hear a bunch of tiny little pebbles go up the vacuum hose. And I thought that was just something I enjoyed, you know.
Right.
And everyone wrote back, they're like, oh, I didn't know other people like that. Oh, my God, that's so satisfying. And, like, it's pretty cool to think that we don't talk about these things. But
right.
We all know and love them, you know. And
right.
I do the same when you grab a really, really thick hunk of dust from your dryer. You
mm-hmm.
know, when you're like you haven't cleaned it in a really long time. It's like a blanket.
Right.
And how satisfying does it feel? Like you can finally breathe again and soak in your dryer. And people were back saying, you're totally right. I didn't know other people thought that. And so, you know, I've just been lucky that it's become 1000awesomethings.com and the Book of Awesome and the Book of Even More Awesome has just become these places that I can go and other people can go to remind
right.
themselves of what there is in life that to be happy about.
Where can people go to get more information about you, read your blog, and keep up with your latest happenings?
Sure. Well, the website is 1000awesomethings.com, so it's 1000awesomethings.com, so 1000awesomethings.com. And then as for the Book of Awesome and the Book of Even More Awesome, it's available at Walmart, Target, Barnes & Noble, Amazon. If you're in Canada, it's at Chapters and Indigo. I mean, it's pretty much at every bookstore, and we've been very lucky. It's been translated now into German and French and Portuguese and Korean and Japanese,
mm-hmm.
and it's in a lot of other languages. So I had somebody say, oh, my aunt, I want to give it to my aunt. She only speaks Dutch. And I said, well, you can actually get the Dutch version then, you know, because we all love the smell of a bakery. It doesn't matter what country you live in.
Precisely. Yes, definitely. How has writing your blog and books impacted you personally?
That's a great question. You know, on a lot of regards, I think I am the same person. I mean, I try really hard not to make changes to my life. And, you know, when I'm hanging out with my closest friends, I always say to them, okay, we're going to go for dinner, guys. Nobody's allowed to talk about the book or the blog because
mm-hmm.
I don't want my whole life to be colored by that.
Right.
But at the other side of the coin, I think I'm happier. I mean, you can't be unhappy when you're getting flooded with people saying, hey, you've changed my life, or I love these awesome things. My
mm-hmm.
friends all send me awesome things, so they text message me in the middle of the night saying catching the last taxi home from the bar is awesome. And I feel like I've become a bit like the Pied Piper of happiness.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I've become a center point for people who want to feel good. And it feels good to be that person. But more than anything, it feels good to be part of a conversation about what makes people happy.
Very interesting. What can we expect from you from the second half of this year?
Well, I'm going to keep writing one awesome thing every single day on 1000awesomethings.com.
Mm-hmm.
The app of Awesome, it's just got picked by iTunes as their biggest selection, is now available, and that's like one awesome thing a day on your cell phone.
Right.
People are now asking us to come up with a book of holiday awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So the publisher wants a book about Christmas awesome things.
Mm-hmm.
And so the awesome beat continues. I mean, the beauty of it is, not many people are lucky enough like I am to have a book. That is such a lucky thing. I mean, I'm so lucky. If you're lucky enough to have a book, not many people are lucky enough to have a second one. And so I'm just counting my blessings and being really thankful for what's happened to me and being really, really sincere about the fact that I'm really happy to write these awesome things because it makes me happy. And the fact that it makes other people happy, too, is just a side benefit. And it's just so fulfilling. I'm really just a lucky person.
I know you wrote about being with your mom in the Book of Even More Awesome, and with all this thing happening and knowing that all this started out during the valleys of your life, so to speak, how has your parents react to all of these?
My parents are the most supportive people you've ever met. I mean, I gave a speech this weekend in downtown Toronto, and
mm-hmm.
they drove through traffic and came downtown, and like all my speeches, they come there, they sit in the front row, and I introduce them, and they wave, and they talk to people, and they are just so supportive. And, you know, I'm really lucky that they're like that. I haven't been able to give them grandkids, so the book is my gift.
I'm sure you're under pressure to do that, though.
Oh, you never know which way life's going to go. I think when I was 20 years old, I had this vision. You know,
uh-huh.
I'm going to be 30, and I'm going to have a wife, and I'm going to have kids, and I'm going to have a house.
There you
I don't
go.
Have any of those things. I don't have any of those things. Here I am. So now I don't live my life in the future. I live my life more in the present. And I said, you know what? Whatever
uh-huh.
happens, happens, because the future is unpredictable. Unpredictable. It's completely unpredictable. And the only thing we know about it is that it's not going to go according to plan. Ask anyone in life. Did you plan on this happening? Did you plan on working at this company? Did you plan on meeting this person? They're all saying no. We can't predict it. It's chaotic and random and fun and short, and our job is just to enjoy it.
There you go. By the way, we're coming close to the end of the show. Do you have a recipe for living you would like to share with all our listeners this morning?
Sure, I do. I know you gave me a heads up that I'm going to be asked for one, so I gave it some thought. I'd like to share with you my three A's of awesome.
Okay.
I gave a speech at a conference called TED last year, and I highlighted the three things, I think, that helped me grow my website, but also really grow myself over this whole time period. And they are called the three A's of awesome. They stand for attitude, awareness, and authenticity. Attitude is just the fact that we get to choose your attitude every morning, like I mentioned earlier. I mean, we're all going to get lumps and we're all going to get bumps, but every time something happens to you, you've always got the choice of swirling and twirling and gloom and doom forever, or you've got the choice to grieve and then face the future with newly sober eyes. And having a great attitude is about choosing option two and choosing to move forward and move on whenever life deals you a blow. The second A is awareness. And this is what I was talking about with the simple pleasures. I mean, I love hanging out with three-year-olds because they've never seen anything before. So when they smell a bakery for the first time, or they see a fly on the window for the first time, or they see a baseball game for the first time, their eyes are just popping because they're so excited and so stimulated by how much awesome there is in the world around us. Awareness is just about embracing your inner three-year-old. I mean, we all used to be 3 years old. Let's just embrace that little person inside us who said, you know what, there was the first time I hit a string of green lights on the way home from work. There was the first time I wore warm underwear from out of the dryer. Let me appreciate these simple pleasures like they're my first time. Third is authenticity. And I think this one's just about being you and being cool with it. And it was hard for me to start writing about my life and putting it on the internet where everyone could see. But I think that by being authentic about who I was and what I cared about, not worrying about the people that criticized the website, taking their input, but not worrying about them, has helped me have such experiences like talking to you on this interview and being lucky enough to put out a book. And authenticity takes us to places that we've dreamt about. It puts us in conversations with people we find so interesting. You end up going to school and learning things you've always wanted to learn. And when you're authentic about yourself, and I think every single person knows what they truly want and what they truly are, I say search the depths of your stomach. And if you don't like your job, quit it. And if you want to be opening a business, start it. And if you want to ask that girl out on a date, ask her. Be authentic. Be you and be cool with that. No one's perfect. None of us are. But if you're yourself, that's better than most of us get to. So just be yourself. So my three A's of awesome are attitude, awareness, and authenticity.
Fantastic, Neil. Thank you for the great recipe for living and for spending this past half hour with me on From My Mama's Kitchen Talk Radio. To all our listeners, thank you for being with us. Please join me next Tuesday morning. My guest will be Dr. Deborah Snyder. She is a therapist, writer, speaker, and an intuitive consultant. Deborah and I will be discussing about her life's journey and her latest book titled Intuitive Parenting, Listening to Wisdom of Your Heart. For additional information about this show, future shows, and to receive a free recipe for living, please go to FromMyMamasKitchen.com. Thank you for listening and have a great week. Neil, thank you again and have a great day.
Thank you so much for having me. Have an awesome week.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.